If you're struggling in relationships right now, in this episode, we're going to break down how you can have a true foundation and deep connections in your relationships. See, my entire life, I did not have successful relationships. I didn't have a great relationship with my parents, with my family members, or with friends. I consistently had new friends and friends abandoning me and no real deep, true connections. Not only with that, but with partners in my life. And from there, I really started to think, wow, I've never had successful role models in my life that have a successful relationship. Now, I'm not saying that there isn't love, right? I'm not saying that all relationships are perfect, where there isn't any arguments or things that come up. That's just not the real world. But true happiness and peacefulness and success in a relationship. Everyone that I've always been surrounded by had struggles in the relationships and didn't have that true foundation that I later learned from seeking mentorship and help in relationships and really learning what the foundation of a relationship is. See, I've heard that out in life of, hey, you need to have a foundation in a relationship, right? But we were never taught these things. I wasn't taught by my parents. We were never taught these things in school. We were never taught these things in our society. And if there wasn't people around me that have had that, then how the heck am I supposed to even know what that means, right? And so after seeking help, I learned tools to build a foundation with my partner. And I'm the happiest I've ever been in my life and feel at such peace and such deep connection and love and emotional safety in my relationship that it is absolutely beautiful. Now, I'm not saying that my relationship is perfect. I really don't think there's ever perfection in this area. I think there's just learning tools that you can apply and constantly evolve as we go through life and things change. We're constantly evolving in our relationship, right? So let's really break down what a foundation to a relationship is. Well, see, any house has a foundation. That is the solid, that is the core that has to be there. And building floors on top of that cannot exist without a foundation, right? So if we build floors on top of that foundation, it consistently cracks. The floors are cracking. It's consistently crumbling over and over. And we do what? We grab wood. We grab some nails. We build it back up. We put Band-Aids. We tape it up, right? And it consistently keeps falling. And this is what I was experiencing in my relationships, was constantly putting duct tape, constantly getting wood and nails and fixing it and fixing it, but it just kept cracking and crumbling, right? Until I learned how to build a foundation. Well, a successful foundation of a house has four pillars that have to hold it up, or more, right? And it can be more than four, but it has to hold it up. So in a relationship, we have to identify mutually with our partner what those pillars are and how to build upon them. And that also involves some introspection, because if you don't know what you need, then how's your partner supposed to know what you need, right? And it's not, oh, it's love. They're just supposed to know. We've been together for 20 years. They're my soulmate. They're just supposed to know. No. If you can't identify what you need in a specific situation or event, then how's your partner supposed to know? Right? So it's about mutually having a person that is willing to work through a relationship with you, to build that foundation, to build something beautiful, and also work on themselves to get their introspection, to learn what their needs are, and to be able to communicate them with you. So let's do some examples of pillars. Now, these examples, I don't want you to just take them for verbatim and say these are yours, because every relationships are going to vary just a little bit based on you and your relationship, right? So take this information, take these examples and sit down with some introspection and self-awareness of what these are. So let's do an example, right? One example of a pillar in a foundation is safety. Now, a lot or most relationships may have this pillar, because if you don't feel safe in a relationship, then why are we in it, right? And that can be safe emotionally, that can be safe physically, and so forth, right? But let's do an example. What do you need to feel safe in a relationship? And that takes, okay, well, what do I need to feel safe? And maybe to feel safe in a relationship, I need my partner to tell me that they love me 6 times a day because I have had abandonment in most of my life. People never told me they loved me and they constantly left me. They constantly left my life. So to feel safe in my relationship, I ask my partner, identify that I need my partner to tell me they love me and that they want to be with me several times a day because I have that wound. I have that trauma from my past. It's not about your partner taking it personally. Oh, you don't love me. Oh, you don't trust me. It's not about that. See, it's going to introspection, identifying that I have been hurt in my past. I've been hurt in these ways. I have felt unsafe in these ways. And now you start to create bullet points under that pillar. I've been unsafe. And to feel that emotional safety in our relationship, this is what I need from you. And your partner is going to want to fulfill that, right? Because love is simply your partner's needs superseding your own. That is what love is. So your partner having an understanding of, wow, you've been abandoned in your past. You feel like people haven't loved you because they've left you. And you're just asking me to tell you that I love you 6 times a day? No problem. Because I love you, that is no problem. And that makes you feel safe in your relationship. That makes you feel loved in your relationship. But in order for me to communicate that need to my partner, right? I had to do some introspection there. I had to look at myself and how have I been hurt in the past and what makes me feel better? And being able to communicate that with my partner of, hey, this is what I need and here's why. And that's getting vulnerable. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not easy. It's getting vulnerable with yourself. That's getting vulnerable with your partner. And that's creating a deep, deep emotional connection because your partner's got you. And the day that maybe they're exhausted and they told you they loved you 2 times and not 6 times because you asked them for 6 times, and I'm not exaggerating. This is, you know, some of you may think it's funny, like, I'm serious. Maybe someone asked, they want to be told they love 6 times a day. That makes them feel better. But they only told them 2 times because they're exhausted and had a bad day. And your partner says, I'm so sorry. I'm not perfect. And you might be mad. You might be angry, whatever. We agreed to this. Okay, I'm so sorry. I'm just exhausted today. But I do love you. I want you to know that I'm not going to leave you. And your partner communicates that. And the next day they tell you 6 times again. So you see, it's not about perfection. It's not about being a perfect partner, but it's deeply and intimately and unconditionally understanding your partner, what they've gone through in their past experiences while you have been in their life or while you haven't, and what they need to feel safe, what they need to feel loved. Another example, another bullet point under the pillar of safety, maybe you might have to say to your partner, hey, I never really felt heard. When I was young, my opinion was never heard. I wasn't able to express myself successfully without being suppressed. So it means a lot to me. It makes me feel safe that if I just want to vent, if I'm feeling some type of way about something and I want to talk to you, I would just like for you to hear me. I would just like for you to listen, right? You have to identify what you need. I would like for you to just sit here and listen and let me say whatever I want to say. And I just want to feel heard. I have a need to feel heard because in my past, I never felt heard, right? And your partner says, wow, I'm so sorry that you grew up in that. Can you tell me more? Can you tell me in what ways you didn't feel heard and what ways you felt hurt? And share that. Get vulnerable, for sure, with your partner when you feel ready. But having that deep sense of understanding creates a connection with your partner. And they say, wow, You know, when she's coming home from work and complaining about this person did that and this drama and this and that and that, and I'm tired and I don't want to hear it, but she just wants to be heard. So I can fulfill that need of safety, of feeling heard in the relationship. I can do that, right? And your partner's needs supersede your own because they're deep. It's a deep wound. So there's another episode where I talk about wounds and understanding what relationships are and that they're wounds. So if you haven't checked that one out yet, tune in. But that's a deep wound your partner may have, and they just want to feel heard. So under that pillar of safety, right, they've added a bullet point of I need to feel heard. Here are the reasons I didn't feel heard in the past, and what do I need for my partner in these situations? And that, when you have someone in your life that fulfills that, it just makes you feel so safe, so loved, so at peace, right? So one pillar example, right, was safety. Bullet point. So sit with some introspection. What is a pillar for you? Is it safety? What are the bullet points under there? Do some introspection. Let's do another example. Let's say another pillar in my foundation is trust. That just means so much to me to have trust in a relationship. Now, these may seem basic, and they can be. This may apply to every relationship, right, in your life. But the bullet points, the wounds of you and your partner are going to vary under that pillar of trust. So to just sit in a relationship and say, hey, I need you to trust me, that's not enough, because your version of trust for your partner may be different, or their version of trust may be different than your version of trust. It may be completely different because they've had different experiences. So you really have to identify, well, if trust is a big pillar for me, what are the bullet points? What do I need for my partner to feel a sense of trust? Right? What do I need to feel a sense of trust in my relationship? And so maybe trust is huge for you because in your past relationships, you've been stepped out on. Your partner has gone out and cheated on you, right? And that is a deep wound that you have. And so you say to your partner, you know, when you go out with friends, do you mind just texting me when you get there? Do you mind texting me when you leave? Do you mind texting me when you're going somewhere else? I just need communication. I just need communication when you get there, when you leave, that you're with friends. You know, I'm sorry, but I just need to know who you're with, because in my past, I've gotten really hurt, and it's not you. And see, in these types of environments, sometimes the partner takes it personal. They get offended. What have I ever done to you? I've never stepped out on you. You're controlling me. You're this, you're that. No, ladies and gentlemen, a relationship is not about taking it personally. It's not about taking it personally. Your partner is being vulnerable with you and expressing that they have been hurt in their past by others. And that hurt just doesn't disappear. It's a wound. It's a wound that's there. And they're saying that I have been open in a relationship before, and I have been hurt. So the need for me is just constant communication when you're out of where you are, who you're with. And I'm sorry, but that's just what I need. And if you, even if you're just running out to the grocery store and you tell me, hey, I'm going to the grocery store for an hour, I should be done around 2 o'clock. But your partner decides to go to 3 other stores or errands because they remembered something they had to do. So now they're a half an hour late. And your mind starts going wild. Where are they? Why haven't they called me? Why haven't they texted me? Did they step out on me? Your heart's got wounds. So you say to your partner, you know, I just need clear communication on times. Hey, if you want to go to other stores, if you have other errands that come up, no problem. But can you please just communicate, hey, I'm just going to run an extra errand to another store. Yeah, sure. No problem. Because your partner's needs should supersede your own. Your needs should supersede your partner's, because that's a wound. And you see, these things create deep, deep connection and love in a relationship, a foundation, a core piece that when you have a fight about what are you eating for dinner tonight or who cooked or who didn't, that's just surface level stuff, ladies and gentlemen. That is surface level stuff. When you have a foundation of emotional connection, of a mutual understanding of a foundation, of introspection, of figuring out your needs and communicating those to your partner, and your partner having a willingness to fulfill them, that creates pure beauty in a relationship. That is wonderful. So that's where you hear quotes or things out there of, you have to be willing to work on yourself. And if you're not working on yourself, you can't have a successful relationship. To some degree, that's true. That's not working on yourself for months, years. It's a constant of, man, I've had experiences or traumas in my life. And, you know, throughout my life and my childhood, throughout my life, more experiences may happen. I may deal with loss. Things may happen throughout the relationship, right? And you're able to have some introspection and identify those wounds and communicate them. That is the most beautiful thing. So sit down with a pillar of trust if that is one for you, and identify those bullet points under there. Identify how you've been hurt in the past and what it is that you need from your partner, and share that with your partner. And as you start to do this exercise, it gets easier and easier. It's not something you have to do in one day or solve overnight, right? It's something that you start to build upon, and you build upon your relationships your entire life, because it changes as you go through life with your partner. But that is the true building of a foundation and working on a relationship with your partner. And this foundation also applies to all relationships in your life, friends, family, children, any relationship. Because you want to feel safe in every relationship. You want to have an emotional connection. You want them to understand you a little bit deeper and understand how to be there for you. Not just the person that walks by you and past you in the street and they don't know anything about you. So go deep. Get a little bit deep with yourself. Start small. Spend 5 minutes in the morning and night with a notebook open and identify what are your four pillars, or more pillars, as my mentor says. Some houses need six, right? And it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. So I'm not perfect. I haven't mastered this. There isn't ever mastering it, but it's learning the understanding of what a foundation is and the tools that you can apply to build a successful relationship in your life. So get deep with yourself. Spend 5 minutes a day. Start to identify those pillars. Start to identify those bullet points, those hurts and needs under those pillars. And start to communicate them with your partner or with your friend or with your family member. And start to build something together. Because that is a healthy, a happy, successful relationship. Again, it's not perfect. There's fights here and there. What are we eating? What is this? But that doesn't break a relationship. You're not constantly putting duct tape and wood and nails of a house that keeps breaking, because you've got a strong foundation. And here and there, a window cracks, small things, but that foundation is not going anywhere. So take these information, start to do some introspection, spend a few minutes a day identifying your pillars and your bullet points and communicating that with your loved ones in your life. You've got this. If you've already learned this in your life and applied it, hats off to you, because that is awesome. And if you haven't, there's nothing wrong with you. It's okay. It doesn't matter how old you are. It's okay. Start building foundations and you will start to see your relationships shift. Now, sending you love wherever you are in the world. Thank you for tuning in. Have no fear, love for the soul is here. New episodes release every week on Tuesdays at 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If this episode resonated with you in any way, we would love for you to leave a review below. You can download free interactive workbooks that go with each Love for the Soul podcast episode. So go ahead and click the link below and click free preview. You can also join our free Discord community where you will get guidance and support on your journey. You don't have to do it alone. And last, follow us on social media. I'd love to be a part of your story, sending you love wherever you are in the world.